Class 6. Subject, Computer Science. Topic, Tabular Presentation in Microsoft Word. Open page 24, everyone. Today our topic is Microsoft Word. Sunita ma'am is making a list of the number of students in various clubs in section A to E for class 6. She can do this in two ways, option 1 and option 2. In the first option for class 6, section A, she has written Maths 6, Debate 8, then Dramatics 9, Literacy 7, IT 6, for section B, for section C, for section D and E also the same way. But in case of option 2, this looks very easier than option 1. This arrangement of data in rows and column is called table. The horizontal arrangement of data is called row and the vertical arrangement of data is called column. The intersection of row and column is called cell. For example, in option 2 table, there are 7 rows and 6 columns. A cell can contain text and graphics. Tables are used to organize and present data in a neat and ordered way. They are used for displaying data in an easy to read format. Please underline this second paragraph. Did you know? A Microsoft Word table can have unlimited rows and a maximum of 63 columns. Heading, Creating a Table. There are two ways to create a table. First method is click on the Insert tab. Click on Table and drag the mouse pointer to the select the rows and columns. Please see all of you figure number 3.1, which shows you inserting a table. For step 4, click on the last square of the selected range to insert the table in your document. Figure number 3.2, a table with 3 rows and 3 columns has shown. You can use this method to insert a table of 8 rows and 10 columns. If you want to insert more rows and columns, we have to go for the second steps or second method. In this case, step 1, click on the Insert tab, click on Table. From the drop-down list, click on Insert Table. Please watch figure number 3.1, that is Insert Table. The Insert Table dialog box will appear, which has been shown in figure number 3.3. Enter the number of rows and columns under table size. Click on OK. The table will be inserted. Refer to page 26. Entering data into cells. After creating a table, you can enter data into the cells. Step 1. Click to place the cursor in the cell where the data is to be entered. Then type the data. Press the tab key to move the cursor to the right, or press the arrow keys to move from one cell to another. Click outside the table once you have finished entering the data. Next heading, Modifying a Table. After entering the data in a table, we can make changes in it if we need to. You can insert a row or column, delete a row or column, change the row height, change the column width, merge or split cell, resize table, applying border and shading on it.